Let's go before the Lord in prayer. As I was saying before, Jesus set forth his commandments. A new commandment I will give to you, that you will love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. And by this, all will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. And I just thank you so much, Lord, for this commandment that you've given us. Not only did you give us the commandment, but you gave us an illustration. And that illustration is that we are to love others as you have loved us. And then you gave us a promise. And that promise is that by doing this, by loving one another, everyone will see that we are your disciples. And we take that as an honor and a privilege to be disciples, to be a follower of Jesus. Father, we thank you, Lord, as we commemorate this week, as we commemorate the day where you showed your love to your disciples by just washing their feet and preparing them, oh God, for what was to come. We thank you, Lord, that as we come together on this TMC call, Lord, we are hearing a word, as Dr. Vanessa gave so beautifully yesterday, that a part of that love is to be able to forgive. And Father, we just thank you so much for her and for the words and how you have empowered her to just really touch our hearts with what is being said. We thank you so much for our dear Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, and how we hear her voice this morning, and she is strong in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for how you have carried her. And I know there were days when you did have to carry her, and how you have walked with her, and how you have held her hand, Lord, to get her to where she is today. And we rejoice, oh, hallelujah, in what you're doing in her life. Father, we thank you so much for the Diaz de Leon family, because if it were not for Artists International, we would not be here together right now at this minute. So, Father, we pray that you continue to empower them, continue to love on them, Lord, continue to bless them with knowledge and wisdom, and continue to let the company soar in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you so much for each and every family member who has stopped by this way. You know what we all stand in need of, and we just ask, oh God, that you would meet us at our very need. Father, we thank you for the speaker who will bring forth a word this morning that we know is going to be a blessing to us. Oh Lord, we thank you for how you have downloaded it, and you are using all of you and none of them in them. Now, Lord, bless their day. Keep them strong. And, Father, we just pray, oh, Lord, that you continue to use them in a mighty way. Father, we bind that old slew-foot devil in the name of Jesus. He and none of his cohorts are welcome in this call. And this call will go forth with clarity because it has been saturated by the blood of the Lamb. We give you praise, O Lord. We call it done, and we love you, and we'll forever seek to please only you. In Jesus' name, amen. I love you, my TMC family, and if I don't hear your voice between now and Sunday, because this is my last time to host or to greet before Resurrection Sunday, a blessed Resurrection week and a blessed Resurrection Sunday to all of you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
And God bless you, and thank you, for seating and greeting everyone this morning. And we say a beautiful, beautiful Resurrection week and Sunday to you as well. Thank you so much, and thank you for opening us up with that powerful prayer from on high this morning. Well, good morning, TMC family. This is Brenda Terrell from Ocean Springs, Mississippi, here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and I greet, along with Minister Willa, each and every one of you, and we say thank you for joining us this morning. We are here to sit at the Master's table here on the Master's call. So I just want to let you know, if this is your first time here on the Master's Call, I want to give you a little information about how we started. Back in October 2010, our founders, our Dr. P.K. Robert and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, these beautiful, beautiful women of God started this call back then in 2010, and we're so grateful that they said yes to the Master. And here today we are standing on the scripture, Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning our prayer comes before you." And then we have a mission statement that we're standing on as well. And I tell you, it's such a blessing. And we do get the input, and where people are telling us that this call is definitely enriching, enhancing, and empowering them as they begin their day. And that's what our statement is. It is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. So we're so grateful that we all come together to worship the Lord in spirit and in truth. Now, believe it or not, we have a website. Yes, you can go to the website and you can pull a any day from 2010 and get a message if you missed this one for today. And here it is. It's what the website is, www.themasterscall.net. It's www.themasterscall.net. Now, like I said, all messages have been archived there, and then you can see the bios of our speakers. Now, we have a theme that I just love to dwell on, and it is, in 2016, through me, God's glory is being seen. Now, you might feel led to be a part of this great ministry, and we're so grateful that you are thinking about being a part of us. We want you to be a part of us. You might want to greet, such as Minister Willa did. You may want to host, which is what I'm doing. And you may have a word from the Lord within your belly, and we definitely want to hear that. So if you have any of those that information, you want to be a part of us, please send that information to us, to info@themasterscall.net. That's info@themasterscall.net. Now, you also may have a prayer request and praise report. We want those as well, and you can send that information to info@themasterscall.net, and Dr. Vanessa, or yours truly, will contact you. Now, how we got started, it was through this phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International, and it's a company that is based for 25 years by the Diaz de Leon family, and we're so grateful that God started this company. We're out to help people with their health, and we're doing that all over the world. Now, we're excited about Artists International. Now we're under the umbrella of Artist Life, and we're so thankful that we've come up with like 72-hour weight loss system that's helping people lose weight. We've come up with Sweet Balance Coffee, which is helping people with diabetes, and I could go on. But if you want more information about this company, you can go to the Morning Motivational Call, which is right after this call, and we're so thankful that we have that call, and it is 641-715-3865. Again, 641-715-3865. It's the new Morning Motivational Call that was originated by Platinum President Dorothy Cook, and a great team of leaders now have taken it, and today is Transformational Thursday, where we know that the Byron Rockman, I tell you, he always has great information today on Thursdays, so you want to get there. And that pin is 539-598-POUND, 539-598-POUND. And also, I just want to throw in that we are in the midst of getting 5,000 new distributors on board with us. And you might want to get to hear this new 24-hour on-demand overview call. That number is 641-715-3900, 641-715-3900. The PIN is 904434-POUND, 904434-POUND. We have our Vice President of Sales, Mr. Clement Boyd, that does an excellent job of giving you an overview of what our company is all about. Now I'm getting out of the way because we have a woman of God that's ready to give us a word from on high. We're so grateful for her. She is such a blessing in the masses. I tell you, this woman, she is from the Bronx, New York, okay? She is none other than Minister Cynthia Cox. She is a blessing among the masses. She is so energized. I call her the other energized bunny, okay, because this woman is all over the place helping people. She's in the business. She is a distributor, a devoted distributor with Artists International. She is a devoted person helping the people in the political arena. She is a devoted person who serves in her area, in the New York area, in all different phases. I'm telling you, she is such a blessing to the masses. I know that the time is running short, so I'm getting out of the way, and I'm introducing to some and presenting to others this phenomenal woman of God, none other than Minister Cynthia Cox from the Bronx, New York. Are you there, Minister Cynthia?
Yes, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you. Take it away.
God bless you, and thank you so much, Ms. Burrell. I appreciate that. I will pay you later. Thank you. Good morning, TMC family. Good morning. Happy Holy, happy Holy Week, and happy Holy Thursday to each and every one of you. So I'm not going to be before you long, but I thank God for this platform. And foremost, I want to thank Mr. Willow for opening the seat with us this morning. And Mr. Phillips, I thank you for hosting us. And this morning, I just want to say, and thank, oh, God, I'm so overwhelmed by what's happening. I thank Dr. PK Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherson for this platform. We just saw like eagles, all of us. I'm so excited about this, and I don't take this lightly. But first and foremost, I want to give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is the head of my life. Oh, I get up every morning. I have to just take time out to be with him before we start out, also I start my day. And I'm taking class in philosophy. I wish I had taken it early in my life, but it's so important that we take that because they teach you about love, and I think we're going on to happiness, and it's really, really, it's a beautiful thing. So this morning, I'm just so grateful to be on this call and to share some information so that, you know, we can be a light to somebody today to help somebody to this Liberation Week and to make sure people expect a miracle. Things are happening great for us all. My topic today is a new day. I don't know. Something just came to my heart, and I looked at my call. I was busy yesterday, but when I got home and looked at my cell phone, I was like, oh, my God. I just said, my God. But you got to be ready for in and out of season, as Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon says. She said you got to be ready for whenever something is put to you so you can be able to share. I'm going to read from Romans 16 and 25. This is God's word. God has written you by the good news and the message of Jesus Christ. He can strengthen you by revealing the mystery that was kept in silence for a very long time. So, just as I say, we're coming to it in the day. So, just think about what God, this morning is a new day. You woke up this morning in your right state of mind, and you took God as part of that. So, we are just grateful. Start out with my LaVie and different products that I use in the morning. So I tell you, when you miss them, your body go to a withdrawal state. I ran out of LaVie. Oh, that was something. But God is good. I was able to get it back. I want to start with, we revel and we reach back to past, embracing the value of tradition of those who both before us. With Christian optimism, we stretch to the future, accepting the possibility and aid the world that is in need of healing right now, Lord Jesus. Like that happened over there in Belgium. All we need to do is keep them in prayer. Their city is shut down, but you know God is all in the midst of all the things that happen in the world. As a community, we really take a close look at God's law and find a way to incorporate it in our lives. Amen? But how do we reach back and move forward at the same time? How do we bring good things to pass and make them relevant to a rapidly hope and uncertain future? It's uncertain what that happened there. So we have to be on alert here in New York. They just went on total alert, and I'm just getting texts from the police department because I am right now. I took that class, and they send me alerts, and so we just have to be conscious of things around us here. We can succeed if we stay specific in the spirit. Oh, my God, I think, oh God, there's so many things happening, but if you just stay still and just let God work in you, as I've taken the class of philosophy, we have to meditate three times a day. And just stay still, put your hands, put your foot to the floor, your knees on your, hand on your knees, and just stay silent. And it really works, and I found it because then when you go out and get something to do what you set out to do. According to God's promise, our prosperity is already here. Oh, my God. Honest with the mesh, our prosperity is already here. We must take this seriously because I was doing something before, but it's nothing like this program we have here, this opportunity that we have with God here in the U.S. Our joy is within our reach. to set aside. Our Lord's ancestors and our history are leading us down the road to illustrate and towards our destiny. Our destiny, what is your destiny for this month? What is your destiny for this month? Okay, we are so excited. We're just saying God is good. You are, it's just that I am so proud and so happy. Let me take this off. Am I clear now? So I'm just, you know, I was just saying God is good. So I just wanted to thank you for each and everything that we're doing here to help one another to move forward. So God is in the midst of our lives and what we're doing, and we just have to be praising and thanking him. Each and every one of us have allowed us to walk in this path if we bring enough faith for the journey. If we want to be more fulfilling on the way, we want to be more spiritual growth. If we want to live in the faith of format, he led us by the concept of divine inspiration living and living. Reading from Matthew 7:13-14 in the NIV, tell us this. Enter through the narrow gate, for it is the wide gate, and the broad is the road that leads to destruction, and many enter through it. But small is the gate, and the narrow is the road that leads us, and only a few of us get there. Only a few. Everybody don't do the same thing. And it's just like we're doing with Artist International. Everybody is not out there doing what we're doing to get to our destiny. Because one thing about this company, you can make it if you try. They have called for us to do what we have to do. But is there everybody on? No. I found that out because I called some people and they are not even on the call. I said, what happened? The phone broke that. I love the calls because the calls make you grow. They really empower you to move forward and to go out and help others. Your spiritual prepares us to ship with a warning not to follow the crowd. That is so true. If that's true, amen, amen. If we want all of us to be blessed, all of us healing, all of us in a price that had led us to promise us, the road will be easy and finally easy to travel, but we also know that the secret of how to get there is not to hide from us. It is waiting for us to be revealed. And so we just want to thank God this morning for the many blessings that others has put in our lives, but we must take it serious. Take it serious. God is so good. It is also that we are prepared perception of reality, but this is only if we fail to seek our greatest understanding of the world as a deeper lesson waiting to lean on us. We need to learn that we have something that we cannot deny. We can always share. I appreciate my upline, Mr. Major Flanagan and Victoria, for what they do with the Awareness Wednesday because it helps someone. I shared it yesterday with another lady. She was so excited. I sent out text as Ms. That I've tended 20 texts a day or more because I want everyone to share that, you know, the information because someone needs this opportunity. Someone needs to be on this prayer call where everybody's not on, but we want to send a text out to someone and listen to it this morning. So it touched my list. This is Holy Thursday. We want to be able to help somebody this morning. We begin to raise ourselves up and view every reality and happiness around us. Our faithfulness increases. And when we begin to accept and have confidence, we need to teach ourselves and them to reach out to the children how to tone their faith muscles. The more we use them, the stronger our faith becomes. Amen, amen. When we walk by faith, not by sight, we realize that regardless of what appears to be happening in the world, all things are possible, most of the situations. And better than this thing. When we have faith, but our trust in our Creator, we will worry about tomorrow. No, we won't. Then that has to be with me too, because I'm doing a program here, a fundraiser for myself, but it's There's a lot going on and things coming from me from all sides, but, you know, I have to stay focused. I have to just stop, as I said in philosophy, and just stay focused because God is on, he's on his, on the trail with us and doing whatever he has to do to keep me moving, keep me focused in what I'm doing. If there's two gifts we offer to you, they are the benefits of dreaming and a blessing that comes with peace of mind. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. God will take care of you. He provides through us. We, Lord Jesus, we each are moving through faith and putting aside the vision of what we thought we would do in our lives, even showing us what covetous God is, was all about. So I can't do nothing but say thank you, God, because oh, so many things are going on. So, but anyway, I just want to thank him each and every day. I get up and I thank you for this call because it's not easy. Once we accept that we can see only so far, we let our faith be the measure of how we live. Amen, amen. We have no idea what we lies before us. No, I do not, but I know what God has for me. No possible way to be fully understand. We can only search for evidence by reviewing the good fortune of our past and the blessings of my moment. I thank God for my grandmother, my grandfather, for raising us to be where we are today. I conclude God's vision, more perspective than anything we can ever see in ourselves. When you place your trust in God, one who is greater than anything I imagine, then even facing challenges, there's peace. Never always, God is always there. Oh, God, I just said, thank you, Lord, for all that you do and what you're about to do for us and our international. Read from Psalms 29:11 in the KIT. The Lord will give strength to people. The Lord will bless his people with peace. Amen, amen. I'm in agreement with that. It's the peace we want to give to you. When you have peace, which is born of faith, which comes through surrender, you will be strengthened with knowledge that will shall take you through. God has given you plans for you and for your life. Father God, I thank you for this day, Lord Jesus. I thank you for everything. Father, I just want to say, go out and be a miracle today to somebody, Lord Jesus. Go out to be TMC family. Go out to be a miracle to somebody today. Host, I'm going to turn it back over to you. Thank you, and have an awesome day. God bless you.
Praise God, praise God. Thank you so much, Minister Cynthia Cox, and we definitely felt your heart in the midst of that powerful message this morning. And I will ask you to come back and close us out with a benediction after the word of prayer and a few more announcements. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, you are our dwelling place throughout all generations. And even before the world was set in place, and even before the earth was formed, even from everlasting to everlasting, you are God. We thank you, Lord, that the Spirit of the living God is dwelling in our midst, in our hearts, in our minds. We thank you, Father, for Dr. P.K. Robertson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we glorify you, Father, for strengthening and keeping them and carrying this call day by day, Father, to bless your people. We thank you, Father, for blessing their going out, blessing their coming in, and everything that their hands and their feet touch. We know, Father, that you're blessing it. And, Lord, we're asking that you continue to bless our speaker who poured into her, to us, Lord, her heart. Lord, we see that she has a heart for you, a heart for your people, a heart for your communities, a heart for your cities. And, Lord God, we ask that you pour back into us the virtues that she's given us, Lord. We thank you, Father, for blessing her TV show and her ministry, Lord God, that where she's helping and serving others. Bless, Father, her radio show and her fundraiser, Father, that's coming forth. We know, Father, that the work you begun in us, you say you'll finish it until the day of Jesus Christ, and we thank you. We glorify you because you told us to call on you, and you will answer, and then you will show us great and mighty things. So, Father God, we say let God arise and his enemies be scattered in the matchless name of Jesus. Father, there may be some on this call that have had loved ones transition, Father. We ask that you continue to give them the peace that passes all understanding. Lord, place your arms around them and let them know, Father, that you are still there and that you've never left them or forsaken them. And, Lord God, that their loved ones are with you and that you have a place special in their hearts, Lord God, that they will remember their loved ones in a mighty special way. And, Father God, those that may be sick and shut in, we decree and declare that they are healed by the blood of the Lamb. Lord, we acknowledge that this is Holy Week. This is the week where we celebrate your death, burial, and resurrection. And we glorify you, Father, that you are doing a mighty work in this very hour. So we say hallelujah to the Lamb of God that was slain and to the Lamb who rose on the third day morning with all power in his hands. And we glorify you, Father, that resurrection power is on the inside of us, Lord God. So we use the authority that you've given us, and we say peace to the people in Brussels, oh God. Peace to the United States of America. Peace to these United Nations, oh God. We speak peace to everything that is not of you, Lord God. And we thank you for the anointing that will flow, Father God, because you know all things, Lord. We're just placing it in your hands, and we're trusting in you that everything is working together for the good of those that love you who are called according to your purpose. So we thank you, Father, for every person on this call. We glorify you, Father, for strengthening them, that this day will be glorious for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah, hallelujah, and amen. Well, TMC family, you can go back and hear this message again, and that number is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And remember, we do have a call coming up right after this call. It's the Transformational Thursday, and our host manager, Byron Redman, Rock the New You Redman, will be talking about team building. That number is 641-715-3865. The PIN is 539-598-POUND. Get your tickets and get yourselves ready to go to Houston, Texas. We will be having our next artist conference there June 11th, and we're looking forward to seeing you there. It's going to be at the hotel. I didn't get to write that down, but it'll be at the hotel by the airport in Houston, Texas, by the Intercontinental Airport. So you want to be in the place June 11th in Houston, Texas. We thank you so much, Minister Willa, for seating and greeting everyone this morning and opening us up with that powerful prayer. We thank God for you, and we thank you, Minister Cynthia Cox, for sharing your heart with us, the love of God, and how we can go forth in the power of our Almighty God. Would you please come back and give us our benediction?
Yes. Thank you so much. Let me just say, dear Lord, thank you for helping us to stay open to your leading and guiding. In Jesus' name, let us anyway say amen, amen. Go out and have a blessed weekend and the Resurrection Sunday. God bless you. Thank you.